Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. Only, you know, it comes from this person, and wherever this person is, everybody is like a magnet. Everybody wants to be here. So thank you for being here for us all.
Yeah.
Woo. Matt Malone. Malone.
Yep.
She told us that you basically just cold called her and said, I gotta do this. How did you get this idea? And then how'd you rope in this legend here?
I just always thought that the Cyrano story was really romantic, and I've been dissatisfied sitting in Broadway theaters, not seeing myself anywhere on stage. And it's been, Fun Home happened, and I thought, okay, visibility, okay, something's changing. It was like, no, that was an anomaly, that was a blip, and then it's like business as usual. So I just, dissatisfied with that leading man down stage thing, and show after show after show where I'm like, bored to tears going, that was just a woman. If nothing else was different, just like a complicated, troubled, not that easy to get along with, woman instead of straight white guy, you know. It's like that, then I'm interested, then it becomes like, then it's a domino effect with the rest of the thing. And so that's what it interested me. And you know, like Steve Martin's Roxanne, people would say to me, if you were going to write yourself a show, what would it be? If you want to play something, what would it be? And I'm always like, Steve Martin, you know, I'd like to play the parts that he gets written for himself, because they're great, they're fine, they're complicated, they're all these things, and they just don't write leading lady women musical theater people like that. So I did.
Yes.
We're doing it. I mean, it's not that. Marianne has like a list of things we have to work on when we get out of here. So. But it's getting
really. How's the workshop going for you? Like, what are some of your thoughts on it? Have any of y'all been in a workshop before? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? Incredible to have this space and this staff and this support. So you just like have no idea how valuable even you being here tonight and showing up and buying this ticket, it really helps make the sausage. It really does. So we're so grateful because being in a place where you have time, space, and resources is everything, it turns out, you know. So we can hire actors, we can hear it on smart, funny people, so we can be like, oh, that would be better if it was this way. And you know, I'm exhausted, that's the truth, because I'm in it, and I'm also working on revisions at night, and so I'm exhausted, but I'm thrilled. I'm excited. We have Tom Kitt is now helping with the arrangement, so he's making, because he's an Emily-ophile, you know, he understands the sensibility and just like amplifies it into like musical theater-ness, you know. It's like he's like your other arm, you know, the way he's doing these arrangements. It's thrilling to hear the music come to life, and it's thrilling to see it on actors. And Marianne and I just go home every night and just blown away at our.
And we're also looking for a lead producer.
Yes.
So.
Melody line, story, emotion. That's what I like about it.
It's been a really interesting process for me, because I'm not used to really putting somebody into writing a piece and then it works for a bit, and then it doesn't work anymore, and you just like scrap it and you start again. And that's been frustrating at times, but not really. It's like such a new, for me, all of this is new in a way, because that's something that I'm used to. And but I can't help but just put every single thing I have into every attempt that we make to write the right song, you know. And
I'm sorry.
Well, the characters are already created, right? And then so we work, let's say like we need a scene that there's a character named Chris in Starstruck, and he is a seasonal park ranger, adorable, played by Clay, who you're gonna see soon. But anyway, so he's a little bit like goofy and sweet and sort of simple. And so I would write a song for him with the help of Beth and Marianne, that just talks about that, you know, maybe how he wants a dog or a girlfriend or something like that. But then and you're gonna see, because Beth and Elizabeth are gonna do the first scene in a little bit, and you'll see what kind of song that I would try to write for Sid, who Beth plays, who's also a park ranger, to try to bring out what it is that's going on in her character. So if that answers your question, I'm just trying to think about the difference in the characters and write for them. And we'll get more questions later on, for sure.
Now, kids, before we get to see a scene from the show and a little private concert, we're going to do something that we love doing at fundraisers, is we're going to announce the raffle winner! Where's our raffles? Okay. Emily, will you stick your hand in that bucket?
Yeah.
Okay, we want to start? Oh, that's the big one. We want to... Okay, so our first prize is going to be two tickets to the workshop, which is exclusive and closed to the public. First, two tickets to the workshop of Starstruck. All right, Emily, I gotta go.
Cheap seats.
Emily, they're all cheap seats.